This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Midos, Beis, Table to Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Hey's a long one. It's going to take us a few minutes today. So that's Bav through Ba. Beis, to Beis, Hey. Let's go. The first two were just reviewed from Shabbos. Kol Nechnas in Arba is anyone who walks in Arba is Nechnas in Derechim in. He goes in, automatically turns to the right, no matter which direction he needs to go. He's always going to go counterclockwise around the Arbais. The Yitzin, there are small, he's always going to go out on the left. Now that line was a little bit hard for us to understand. In other words, if you walked in from the eastern gate, he's going to go out from a southern gate, just to his left. I didn't quite understand why that is. I'm still not clear. He walked in. So he walked in the northern gate. Yeah. He had to go to west. Yeah. He can't just go out. He has to go all the way around until he reaches the one that's to the left of the one he entered. I don't know why. I didn't get this clear. Okay. Except for somebody who is going through a troubling time, we'll elaborate in a minute, that he should go to the left. That's very, very unusual. And they will ask him, why are you going to the left? Malach al-Makif Smo, why are you going to the left? Shani Ovel. I'm an Ovel, Rachman al-Atslan. And they'll say to him, Hashem by Zayinachem Cho. We'll get Nechem Avelim. I wonder if this is where it comes from, the concept of, you know, the person comes into Shul Friday night and gets Nechem Avelim from the whole Kehilo. You know, you see a little bit like over here, he's walking into the base of Migdash and everybody's giving him Nechem Avelim. Here he walks on the left, but else he walks in late. I don't know. I wonder if somebody finds a source over here. I don't know what the source is. It's a strange minhag, but I'm sure it has good source. Sha'ani menuda. The person says, well, alternatively, I'm in Chayrim. So they say to him, oh, Sheikh Mbaiz said, the Ben Shalom, Yitim Lim Lavikarucha, that the Dayanim should bring you back, should hold you close, to bring mayor. I'm a little biasi. I see this in Kil Avril of his din. You're making as if the Dayanim are doing the wrong thing. Excuse me, he's getting put in excommunication because he's obviously misbehaving. Allah will say to him like this, Hashem Bayis Azeh, Yitim Belibcha, the one who dwells in this house should put in your heart, Vesishma Ladivrei Chavarecha, that you should listen to the Dayanim, and you should do tshuva, Yikaruch, and they will draw you close. Mishnah Gimel. Lifnimi Menusoideg. So if you're approaching from Har Bayis, you reach a fence called the Soireg, a lattice fence. There's a question which if it went around the entire Har Bayis or not. We're going to assume that it did, because that is the opinion of many, but not everybody. Okay. Now, Shlosh Yisrei Pratzos HaYisham, unfortunately, in the Chanukah story, the Yevanim pierced the Soireg in 13 places, the Malchus Shepartzim Pap Malchayav, and the kings of Greek. To show, because the Goyim are not allowed to go past the Soireg, and they wanted to protest that, show their displeasure with that. Chazru v'godrum. Baruch Hashem, the Chashmonaim vanquished, and they fixed up the pierces. V'godru k'negdom. Shloshteh shtachavayis. And the Chashmonaim were geyser, that from now on, when you pass one of those areas, you have to bow, and thanks to Hashem, that we're able to fence off the pierces. Okay. Beautiful little Chanukah tidbit over here. In the middle of Mishnah Midas. Now, Lefinim Menocha, once you pass the Soireg, you enter into the Chel area. Esramas, there's 10 Amos between the Soireg and the Har Abayis. Okay? I wonder, I'm just thinking, you know, the Kaisel Maravi, right? Could be when you approach that Kaisel, the Har Abayis, you're in the Chel area. If you're in the Chel area, Goyim are not allowed to come there. Goyim and who else? The two people they say are not allowed to come. Nachrim and Tamimis. So how are we allowed to go there? I'm not a goy, Baruch Hashem, but I am a Tamimis. I've gone to Levayas cemeteries. I never had the Hazar of the Paraduma on me. I don't know. I don't know how we get out of this. If you learn that it was only on one side of the base of Mikdash, this thing was only eastern side, okay, then that takes care of that. But if you learn it was all the way around, I don't know how we get around this. Maybe the fact that there's no Soireg nowadays, so it doesn't apply. I don't know. I don't know the answer. This is a very interesting question. Just thinking about it now. And, you know, and they always allow Goyim to come there. How are we allowed? Why is that allowed? Right, same question. There must be a Svara. Because there's no Svara anymore. Yeah, we have to go through this because if Kitchel, the Shaita, Kitchel, Lasa, Lava, if the Kedusha all remains, sure, it came up at some point. I think even Mishnais and Megillah came up. I think so, no? Somewhere we had a Mishnais. All right, let's go. Probably in the Zerayim it came up also. I'm sure it did somewhere. All right. These 10 Amos, you have to know something. There were 12 steps there. Shtei Mesre Malzisham, 12 steps. Okay. Leading up from the Chil into the Harabayas. Okay. To get to the Ezra's Nashim. We'll talk more about the Ezra's Nashim later today. Ramon Ma'al Chatzi Amo, the risers were half an Amo. Shul Chatzi Amo, the treads were half an Amo. So then, if you have 12 steps, you need 6 Amos. So of the Chil's 10 Amos, 4 were flat, and 6 of those Amos were steps. All right. Kol Ma'al Shayusham, all Ma'al's in the Beis HaMikdash, Ramai, love Chatzi Amo, where half an Amo rise, Shul Chatzi Amo, half an Amo tread, Chutz Mishel Ulam, with the exception of the Ulam. The ulam. What was it? It was the tread was an amo. Yeah, it's gonna come up later again today. But the height was half an amo. The height was always the same. Height did not change. Kol psachim v'sharim shayusham, all gates and doors. Gvayin esram amo, always 20 amos high. Rochman esram amos, 10 amos wide. The height is always double the width. Chos b'shalom except the ulam. Ulam is double that. It was 40 height by 20 width. Kol p'sach m'shayusham. Hoylan d'lasas. All of them had doors and curtains. Chos b'shalom ulam. The ulam had only curtains. Kol asharim shayusham. Hoylam shkoifos. All the gates had lintels. It was two straight doorposts and a lintel on top. Chutz Mishar Tadi Shayishtam Shteyavane Mutois Zu Al Gav Zu. With the exception of Shar Tadi. Shar Tadi had two stones that were one like that. Either some say it was like this, or some say it was straight and then with a triangle on top. Shar Tadi. Eventually were upgraded to gold. Nicanor is because of the great nace that happened. We spoke about it. He brought the boat, the gates, and they were going to drown. We left them as gold.
It says that they didn't just cover the gates. Yesterday we talked.
He said they covered them, right? They.
Here it says they put up. It sounded like new gates. They put in gates that were.
Well, it could be a new gate, right? But instead of wood covered with copper, now it was wood covered with gold.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure. Could be right. Their copper looked like gold, but that's a problem because other gates were also copper, but they did change them.
Yeah.
Maybe this was a different copper than the others. I'm not sure what the answer is to that.
Okay.
They don't address that. If you go the first shot, there was an ace. Fine, that means then Shemnikin was an ace. Dalit, kolak sam shayusham gvayim. All the walls of Harbais were very high. Look at the Kozel Maravi; it's very high, and I think they say that it goes much more below the ground, right? We're not really at the ground level, so they're very high gates. Okay. Yeah. They just go through the topography of the Harabayas. It's worth going through this. There were various levels, and all of them went up with steps. And obviously the Heichel, the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodashim, were on the highest level. Okay? At the bottom, you have the Chumash Harabayas. Then you have the Sirig. We spoke about the Sirig. You take up a bunch of steps. You go up, it was 12 steps, 6 amos high. That gets you to from the Chil into the Ezra's Nashim. Then from Ezra's Nashim into the Azara, you have another, I think, 15 steps. Then you got to go into the Ulam. Another bunch of steps. I'm going to say more about that. Okay, fine. One at a time. So all the Ksalim were very high. It doesn't say exactly how high. Now, we know the gates were 20 amos high, and the walls were higher than that. But that, we're not given specifics. There are those who say they're 40. Other sources say 70. Wow, 70 amos. Whoo! That is quite high. Chutz Mikoyz HaMizrach, the eastern gate, facing Har Zeisim. It was lower than the rest. Why? Shakoyin service apara oimid bereish har mishkan. The koyin who's burning the paraduma has to stand at the top of Har Hazesim. Meskavin repischa shol heichal. He has to look into the pesach of the heichal b'shas hazoyis adam while he's sprinkling the blood. The koyin stands in Har Hazesim, the east. He looks above the eastern wall of the Har Abayis through all the pesachim, shar nikanor, etc., until he's interceded the pesach of heichal. This is what the Torah commands us. He has to see the Pesach Heichal. So, yeah, because he was able to do this because all the walls, all the doors, the doorways were lined up in a row. Now, to do that, he would have to lower the wall of the east. If the wall of the east would be high, there would be no way he would be able to see into all the other doors. Why? Because the Karak of the Heichal is much higher ground than the Karak of the Ragli Har Abayis. 26 amos it rises up. And they explain where you get 26 amos from. How do you get 26 amos? Well, you went up from the Har Abayis walls, the bottom of the Har Abayis wall, you went up from the Chil into the Ezra's Nashim, you went up 6 stairs. No, 12 stairs, that's 6 amos. Okay? We're at 6 amos. Then we got to go through to Ezra's Nashim to Ezra Yisrael, Shar Nikanor. That's 15 steps. That's 7.5 amos. So now we're at 13.5 amos. Then between the Ezra Yisrael and Ezra's Kohanim, there were another 2.5, there were 5 steps. 2.5 amos, we're at 16 amos now. Then from the Azara to the Ulam, it says you went up another 6 amos, another 12 steps. That's 22. Where did they get 26?
My book says 22.
22, one second. Oh, you're right, 22. I made a mistake. 22, you're right. So if he's at 22... The only way he would be able to do it is by looking over the wall. If the wall would be higher, it would be impossible. Just the way it works. Because it's 20. So if you look at the top of the doorway, 20, you're not going to get to 22. 22 is higher. So the only way is to go over the wall. That would be the only way to do it. Yeah. It says over here, would have to be within 26, it couldn't go 26, within 26 amos. Because you're going to have to look through the Pesach between the Har Abayis and Ezra's Nashim. Right, and that one was 6 amos higher, plus the gate is 20, it's 26 from the ground.
22.
So you're going to have to be within 26 of the ground. Yeah, that's how that's the cheshbon. Now, I know 22, but if you want to look above the Kuzal Har Abayis and look through the Pesach of that divides the Pesach of the Ezras Nashim. That's the Shara Tachtoin. That's 26. The top of that doorway is 26 amos off the ground. Okay. You really need to, you know, put this on a whiteboard or something like that, some visual aid to really understand it. Yeah. That's below than 26. Right, the Shurim and Cheshbons. It's impossible to look through if the Pesach by the Harabai is only 20. It would be impossible to see into the Pesach Heichal because that's 22 amos off the ground. And you're only at 20. That's impossible. So you're going to have to go over. So we're going to have to make the wall of the Har Bayis less than 26 in order to be able to do it. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. That's the only way you're going to be able to accomplish it. Well, okay. Hey. Ezra's Noshim. So Erech Meir Shleshim Chamish, 135. May have by a width of 135. Now it's really square, so width and length doesn't make a lot of sense, but the length of the Beis HaMikdash we always call from east to west, and the width is from north to south. Why was it called as Nashim? Women were allowed to go there, they could not go past that. Also, there was the special balcony there for the Simchas Beis Shareva, where the women were there. But note that it was very common for men to be there as well. Ezra Nashim had more kedusha than the chel. A tefil yoim cannot go there midrabbanan. Menachusir kipurim could. He already had hair of shemesh. This gets a little confusing. Remember, limit shem with kalim. These things will all be spelled out over there. So, all right. You cannot eat kachik kachin there. It does not have kedusha of azara. Fine. 135 by 135 is a square. Mm-hmm. Her bias was 500 by 500, right?
Yeah.
500 by 500, right? That was a Mishnah Aleph, yeah. It was a square. Arblishkas Hayub Arab Mixes said there were four chambers and there were four corners of the Eznashim, but outside of it. Shall Arboyim Amos, 40 Amos each. Now, 40 by what? Does not say. I say over here that these were built in Bayis Sheni according to the calculations that are spelled out in Yecheskel for Bayis Shlishi. Each one 40 by 30. It was 40 from east to west. 30 was the width from north to south. So they were rectangles. In the Bayis Sheni, they also had these four. Okay. Biter. The law you Makaris, they did not have a roof. And this is what will be in the future. Shneimrat says in the Pasuk. In the prophecy of Yechezkel. The Yotzieni, the Malach, that's showing me the build of the Beis HaMikdash, the structure. He took me al Chotzer Chitzayim, to the outer Chotzer, that is Noshim. Ve'yavireini al Arbas Miktsoye Chotzer. He took me to the four corners of the Chotzer. Vine Chotzer Bimiktsoya. There was a chotzer in the corner of the chotzer. Okay. Chotzer b'miktsoya ha-chotzer. Another chotzer in another corner. Bar b'miktsoya in the four corners of the chotzer. Chotzeres keturais or chotzeres keturais. What are chotzeres keturais? In keturais, el shem keturais. It means they have no roof. These were open chotzer, open lishkos. Keturais is a lashon of kitur, a lashon of smoke. There was nothing that stopped the smoke. They didn't have smoke. I mean, I don't think they were lighting any fires there. How would you light a fire? I don't think they were lighting any fires. Oh, maybe actually one of them. Hold on. There was one actually that did light fires. Take that back. My assumptions. What were their usage? Drei Mizrachis, south, east. Okay. Lishkas Hanazirim. That's number six in this picture. All right, let's discuss on Nazirim. The Nazirim, what did the Nazirim do there? Shalom Nazirim, Nazirim, Vashon Shalomim, they cook their Shalomim, they bring when they're tar. Galchen is sarin. They shave their hair. They put the hair underneath the fire, underneath the pot, to cook the zera b'sheila of the shlamim. So there was a fire there, I guess, because they were cooking. So okay, that one had a fire. Okay. Mizrach is finest, northeast. It's lishka seitz and lishka of the wood. Shama kahanim bali mumin maslin eitzim. The kahanim with mumin would check to make sure the wood was not wormy. They give the bali mumin can't do other avodah to give them that job. Okay, so that's northeast 7. Lishka seitzim. We had another one. Lishka. Do we have lishka seitzim? Bais HaMikdash. There was no lishka seitzim. No, there was not. There was tlayim. There was lechem apanim. There was lishka chesamais. There was the Bais HaMikdash one, and then there was the lishka tlayim. Right. There was nothing for wood. Okay. Good. Okay. I don't know. They stored wood there, but that was where the wood was inspected. You find a worm, possible Magabin's Bech, it's possible. Okay. There's some fine details about that. We're not going to go into it right now. Sfin is Maravis, northwest. He heisel Lishkas Mitzrayim. That's where people in Saras would go. Going about that in the sixth parsha. Very complex parsha of Saras. So this is northwest. Mine, that's number 8. Lishkas Mitzrayim. So there's a mikvah there, I would say. Let's see. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Okay, let's go through some basics of Tzaras. It's always worth going over, especially this is Parshas Tzri Mitzrayim. All right. When the Mitzrayim has been declared a Mitzrayim, which is obviously a complex process, and he is being healed from his Tzaras, the Torah commands he bring birds, shave, toivel his clothes, and toivel his body. Okay, he will then count 7 days. At day 7, he will shave again. Wash his clothes again, toivel his clothes, and toivel his body. Okay, he is still considered usher to eat kachim, cannot go into the Hamikdash. He has to wait till the 8th day, after he brings his karbanos, after they put on him blood of the asham and the oil on his ear and on his thumb and on his big toe, etc. When he needed to do this, he would put his head, his leg, and his hand, his foot and his hand, through Sharnikinur. Because we have a problem. The dam cannot leave the Azara, it'd be psul yaitze, but the Mitzara cannot come in, he's Mechos Kippurim. So what do? He stands in Sharnikinur. Is there an easy way to remember that Mechus Kippurim cannot go into the Azara, but could go into the Ezra's Noshim, because this is the Mitzvah is Mechus Kippurim. He puts his Eivarim through the Azara in order to get the blood and the oil. It's only a Bia B'miksas, a partial Bia, it's not problematic. Okay. What went on in Lishkas HaMitzrayim? Well, there was a mikveh there. They were tevil before receiving the Dam of the Ashim. Even though he already was tevil on day number 7, otherwise, he would not be allowed to as Nashim. He would tevel again on day 8, also in the same Lishka. Actually, the first time, maybe he was not tevel there. Take that back. Okay. Marovish Dramus, southwest. Number 9. Lishkas Beis Shemanya. Here we go. Armel is Yaakov Shechachti. I forgot Ma'isim Shemeshes. Avashol Eimer, Sham Ha Yunaisin and Yayim Shemeshes. Put wine and oil. He is in Ikrais. Lishkas Beis Shemanya. The oils. Right, we need a lot of oil, menachas, menaira, wine for the nesachim. Fine. They need more oil. Yeah, that's why it's called Beis Shemanya, because it was more oil than wine. I mean, but fine. Let's continue. Okay. Chalak ha'isa b'rishayna. And then originally the walls of the Ezra's Nashim were smooth. Okay, it means bias region. Mm-hmm. Okay, nothing came out of the walls. Vikifua ke tzaitzera. They then surrounded it with a gezustera. How do they translate gezustera by you? They surrounded it with what?
Balcony,
thank you. In bias sheni, there were things sticking out of the walls, some sort of protrusions. I don't know exactly what they were, wood, stone. Every year, after the first day of circus, they would put wood on top of those and create a balcony for the women to observe the Simchas Beis Shoeva. They were on all sides except for the west.
My book tells us the reason that they did all that
is to keep the women away from the men.
Because
they were socializing. Sneas. Shanashim Reis Mamalo and Vanashim Mamalo. The women would go on top and the men below. Kadesh Shalom Rav. We should not have mixing, especially during a time of, you know, happiness. People are a little more loose, and that is not so good. This actually is one of the main makaros for the concept of mechitza, of having women sit separately, etc. It comes from here. Not that many makaros for it. This is, I think, the main one. Okay. The concept of women going up on a balcony comes from here, right? They had to have stairs, obviously. Oh, here it says over here, around these balconies, there were mechitzos that were like lattice. Women were able to look out, but the men were not able to look at the women. This is the concept that's the ideal way to have a mechitzo. Let the women see, but not let the men see, for obvious reasons. Whose phone is this? It's yours?
What happened to our mechitzo? You're supposed to get glass up there for the women.
I'm not involved. Don't ask me these questions. All right. 15 steps in Ez Nashim Ez Yisrael. Famous 15 steps, the Shir HaMalos. Okay. And they stopped. They ended at the Shar called Shar Nikanor, also known as the Shar Elyon. So it's 15, so you're going up 7.5 Amos. Can I get 15 Shir HaMalos Shebet Tehillim? The 15 Shir HaMalos in Tehillim. Shalayin Levi'in Oim Rishet, Levi'im Tzeit Shir. At the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Only when would they stand there? Only by Simchas Beis Shoeva? They say over here, every row sing a different one of the Shir HaMalos. Really? I did not know that. In succession, not at the same time, right?
Since they said 15 different songs.
They only stood there by the Simchas Beis Shoeva. All the Karbanos, they had a special platform that was by the Mizbeach, which will be discussed in the coming Mishnah. Gevaldik. Fine. Lo hayu terutais. They were not straight. Elamukavais, they were half circles, half moons. Kechatzi geirin. Like a half of a garden of grain, shiagula, which is round, like a silo. How do they translate garden by you? Half a silo?
Circular, like the circular, half of the circular threshing floor.
Threshing floor? Yeah. Oh, threshing floor was circular? Really? I didn't know that. Why would they make a threshing floor circular? Beats me.
Like half of a circular threshing floor.
It's half of a circular threshing floor. Okay, half circle. I don't know why threshing floors were circular. I'm sure there's a good reason, but I'm not aware of.
They have more singers than straight steps. That's what they said.
Well, yeah, I guess. That's another good reason. Okay. This looks nice. Okay. All right. I'll stop here. That was a long share.
Very long.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.